Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. I'm Ash Bond.
And I'm Patrick Vale.
On today's Oxcast, as well as our usual event updates, we're going to be discussing the best picnicking spots in Oxford. We've been enjoying the best of what summer has to offer here in the office. Patrick and Zizi have been tending to our strawberries and courgettes in the balcony. How are they looking, Patrick?
Well, the strawberries are doing very well. The courgettes are suffering a little in the inclement weather, but we have got flowers, so we're hoping for a good crop in about a month's time. Do let us know if your courgettes are doing well. I suspect everyone's quite small, so you can reassure me by email.
Yeah, I did sneak a few strawberries yesterday, actually.
Excellent.
So we have a few less than we did yesterday.
Excellent.
Susie and I also briefly nipped out of the office a couple of days ago and bought some mangoes and the biggest watermelon you've ever seen from Simply Fresh Greengrocers opposite Mansell Way. So it's a definite juicy recommendation there. So try and support your local grocers.
You can also try Eastern Continental Stores, which are a bit further towards town from Simply Green, who sell a very wide variety of soap, amongst other things, as well as very large mangoes and so forth.
Great.
So, worth knowing about.
So as you might have guessed, we've got a bit of a theme of the outdoors going on with this Oxcast. So along that line, I've got some courses and exhibitions I want to talk to you about. So if you've ever fancied yourself a bit of a Bear Grylls or a Ramirez or anyone else suitably rugged and outdoorsy, but lack the required skills to head off into the wilderness with nothing but your wits and your penknife, then you might wish to attend this Saturday's one-day bushcraft course at the Earth Trust Centre in Little Widnam. Its focus is going to be on firelighting, without matches and in the wet. So perfect for those festival moments when you've lost your lighter. Just a brilliant way to impress people at those barbecues. Maybe not so many barbecues for the next couple of days, looking at the weather forecast. So that starts at 10 a.m. and is £75 per person. It's a bit pricey, but it's good value for all those life-saving fire-starting skills that I'm sure you'll gain on the course.
You definitely will. I think my mother-in-law-to-be is actually going on that course as
well.
Oh,
indeed.
So it's guaranteed to be interesting.
Right.
If you're looking for anything else outdoor, something that you could do outdoors again when the weather's slightly improved, you might like to look at some of the Tai Chi and other kind of movement meditation courses that are run in many places in Oxford. Tai Chi, run by Golden Flower Tai Chi, that's at Marston Scout Hall on Tuesdays. Cheney Community Centre also on Thursdays from 7:30 to 9:30, £6.50 per session. There's also Buddhist meditation at Thrangu House, which is on Magdalen Road. That's the one which is in Cowley, not Magdalen Street, which is in the centre of town.
Spotted by the prayer flags.
The many prayer flags, not the Odeon Cinema. Although maybe you could do meditation there if you found a particularly interesting
very special
film.
Kind of meditation.
Yeah, we should recommend it. They've got a very small cinema, it might be good for it. Also on Tuesdays, the Inner Arts Oxford Centre run a lot of movement and, again, meditation, breathing practice classes, which is at the Oxford Jewish Centre, which I presume is next to the synagogue on Richmond Road, which is in Jericho.
Yeah, I've also been singing quite a lot of curtain singing, that's K-I-R-T-A-N, singing workshops and classes on the events section of Daily Info. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, which I definitely am, it's definitely worth having a look at the site.
Excellent. Is that kind of chanting and circle singing?
It is indeed. It's chanting and singing.
Excellent. Sounds like just a thing to bring some sun on.
I think so.
If you were doing anything interesting and you wanted to video it, and you wanted to do something sort of professional and a bit more than your standard camcorder fare, you might also like to look at, from a slightly different angle, the many courses run by Oxford Film and Video Makers, who are also known as Film Oxford now. They're based in Catherine Street in East Oxford, in the old washhouses, the old public washhouses there. They do a whole range of courses from script writing through to shooting your film, directing it, and all the post-production. The full Adobe suite is covered by them.
Oh, wow.
Really, really good courses. I've known people who've been on a couple of them. I've just booked myself onto one of them as well, so I'm hoping they're going to carry on being really good. They're very reasonably priced what they are, and if you're unemployed or on benefits of any kind, then you get various discounts. Prices range from roughly £100 for the more kind of exclusive, unusual one-day courses to kind of £200-ish for a couple of days course. They also do a monthly Adobe software users group, so if you're a Flash or a Dreamweaver or Premiere user, then there's a local support group where you can meet people. There's lots of interesting talks, and you can win software as well. So that's worth knowing about.
Oh, right. So soon you're going to come back and review that for us then. After
I
finishing
certainly
your course.
Am, and hopefully do our first video podcast, which
indeed,
I'm sure will be shortly
podcast.
On the way. Exactly, and you've got a lot more bandwidth. The next course coming up at OFM is a beginner's photography course, which is about using your digital camera and how to best use that.
So not having it on auto the entire time?
Well, not necessarily all the entire time, and perhaps when the right time to have it on auto is. Yes, knowing all about apertures and so on and so forth.
Brilliant. Okay, so as you might have guessed, here at Daily Info, we've been thinking about a bit of a shift in our little podcast universe. So do let us know if there's anything you would like, including maybe a little music or an idea for a regular feature. And we'd like to know what you think, either on Twitter at Daily Info or indeed via email, info@dailyinfo.co.uk, with the subject title podcast, please, so it can go straight into my folder and I can have a look.
Great.
So onto a more musical note, Patrick's here talking to musician Richard Brotherton about gigs and concerts around Oxford.
That's right. Richard, would you have any particular gigs or indeed concerts that you would recommend in the upcoming weeks?
There's certainly, as always, a wide range of all sorts of music going on. On Thursday the 21st at the O2M Academy, we've got Big Country. People of a certain age will remember them from the 80s. Great Scottish rock veterans.
I'm afraid I don't think either of us remember them.
Sad.
It's
but YouTubeable, obviously.
They you know, they were massive in sort of 84, 85. Not that I remember that at
are
all.
Are they more massive now?
They're actually smaller. Funny enough, I mean, their lead singer did die a few years ago, but I think they're on a reunion tour this year.
Sounds very interesting.
Also tonight, in different end of the scale, we've got Sparky's Flying Circus, which is weekly open mic, poetry, music, song session, open to everybody. It claims it may very well be the longest running open mic in Oxford at the same venue. That's from 9 p.m. onwards, and...
Is that
re-entry?
Kind of eclectic?
Anything goes there.
Right.
You will see all forms of introspective readings and shouty poetry, original music, classic covers, any sorts of instruments. And it's a very lively little venue on St Clement's.
And that's at the Half Moon.
That's at the Half Moon
very
on St
nice
Clement's
pub.
On this Thursday, every Thursday.
And is that related to the Catweasel Club in any way? Or
it's not. They're both in
the
same
competitor.
Night. Catweasel has been running, as far as I'm aware, longer.
Right.
But not in the same venue.
Okay.
It's currently at the East Oxford Community Centre. Previous to that, it was, I believe, at the Wheat Sheaf and the Jam Factory and Northgate Hall and Jude the Obscure, possibly in Jericho.
Quite a few incarnations.
So it's been in a lot of different venues. But it hasn't
Sparky's
running.
Has been.
Sparky's has
in
been
one
at Half
place.
Moon for 11 years.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good night. Yes, any other gems that we should...
And a few other gems. On Friday night at the Hollybush in Osney Island, we have the Talc Demons. Great local band doing a mixture of covers and original stuff with an interesting reggae feel to them.
Nice.
Hollybush is a good venue. There's not that many pubs left in West Oxford that do music.
That's the one down the Botley Road, isn't it?
It's off the Botley Road in Osney Island.
Osney Island, yeah.
On Sunday, we have an open blues session going on at the Cricketer's Arms on Iffley Road. So any
That's
blues
a very
musicians...
Nice pub.
Any blues who want to turn up there? I suspect that might start later than the advertised start, due to there being a football match on earlier on.
Right, yep.
I'm reliably informed that the people organising won't be there until after football.
Right. That's good to know.
And have you ever wanted to play the ukulele?
Yes, I've often tried. And
is it ukulele or is it ukulele?
Ukulele, as far as I'm aware.
We'll have to get the etymology.
I think so.
Often abbreviated to UKE. Which is not the correct spelling, because, of course, if you abbreviate it, it's UKU, and you say, where's your uku? but there is a every 2 weeks at the Port Mahon, a ukulele session. Free entry for the first session at 7:30. Meet similar-minded ukulele people. They're great instruments. Very, very simple to learn, very cheap, very portable, very popular.
Fantastic. And is that in any way related to the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain? Was
apart
it?
From the word ukulele, no.
Fantastic. But we have had them in Oxford.
They have played quite a few times in Oxford. I believe they've been in the New Theatre a few times. So, yeah, I mean, if you ever imagined how to get into the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, that would be a good start. It would be to go to an open session and just have a good old twang.
Pick up some good tips.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. If you're looking for something a little more highbrow... you might like to try the Garsington Opera, which is now in the Wormsley Estate, which is still quite near to Oxford, just off the Luchner Turn of the M40. I actually saw their recent production of La Pericole, which is an Offenbach comic opera. It was very good. It was a very polished production. Garsington, if you've not been before, is an experience that kind of is a bit more than just going to the opera. The opera itself is staged in a massive pavilion that's been purpose-built for the occasion, so it's sort of outdoors on the estate, and you can get Jamie Oliver picnics, and there were llamas in this production very briefly. Tickets start at £95, so it's definitely not the cheapest event, but it is an occasion that you'll probably remember for a long time.
And there are llamas.
There are llamas. That was, I must admit, probably the highlight of the show for me. But I'm very keen on llamas, so that's that.
The llamas sopranos, or
No, they were surprised.
Ah, okay.
More than anything else. There's also a review by Jenny Pawsey on Daily Info of that production as well, so you can read all about it, quite literally.
So, what are your best picnic parks in Oxford? Graham Hunter on Twitter says that under a tree in South Park is his favourite spot. Although I refuse to disclose his own particular choice of tree. Unless you go and steal it, and there are thousands of people there next time he goes to have a quiet respite. And Michael Willis suggests anywhere on the side of the bank of the Thames or Cherwell. Plenty of nice benches there, I'm sure.
And you could indeed do that while you were punting, so you could say anywhere on the Thames at all. If you had gone punting and you wanted to stop somewhere nice, this might quite be in the gamut of in parks, but it's a green area. If you punt from the Cherwell Boathouse and go north out of Oxford, there's the Victoria Arms, also known as the Vicky Arms pub. That's a really nice garden, sloping down to the river.
That's
it's
great,
got moorings.
Isn't it?
Yeah, really nice food, good beer. Yeah, and the pub's actually owned by, I think, the Oxford Preservation Society, so it's kind of a pub that's been bought to keep it as it is, so you can rely on that one staying for a good long time to come. That's where I go. If you're looking for interesting trees, talking about what Graham Hunter was saying about his favourite in South Park, the new copy of the Daily Info map, which has been printed and produced very recently, has a new feature on it, which is interesting trees. Trees of note are marked by a little tree symbol. Some of them aren't labelled as to what they are. Either they don't have a name or we didn't have space to fit it, but you might like to try and find out which they were. There's a lot of interesting ones in the Botanic Gardens, including Tolkien's pine and the Lyra's cherry, which is supposedly the tree that Lyra Bulacqua in His Dark Materials was, the scenes in there were inspired by, and Will and Lyra met under that tree, supposedly. So that's quite interesting. There's also a book by Sophie Huxley called Oxford Trees, which holds a lot of the information which I relied on greatly when I was compiling all this, so a lot of thanks to her. Many good trees in Oxford. Sit under any of them and have a picnic.
Excellent. So University Parks is also very popular, isn't it, with North Oxfordites? As is the Mesopotamia stroll in between them.
Yes, very famous.
Yeah, the Headington Park and South Park. I love South Park. I live right next to South Park.
You're very lucky.
Yes, I am very lucky. Vast, vast area. You know, lots of trees to put some slack lines up on.
It is very big. South Park is surprisingly large.
It is, isn't it?
And it's a good place that you can play games on it. If you're playing Frisbee, though, be careful if you're throwing it downhill, because it's very easy to underestimate the kind of drop of the path, and your beautiful lobbed frisbee will probably sail over the head of your co-player, much to the hilarity of those up the hill. And
yes, this
down.
Is actually quite a subtle.
Did I do that
not
too?
Too
I'm sorry, I forget. I forgot that.
That was what Patrick's reminded me of last weekend.
Talking entirely abstractly.
Absolutely.
Do you know the duck pond in the University Parks?
I do, from my student days. I do remember escaping from the library and going to feed the ducks there, using our very cheap cheap stale bread.
Excellent. It is a favourite spot. Also very popular with families and anyone, really. I think if you go to the University Parks, you can't really miss it. If you come in from the Keeble Road entrance, you want to sort of head forwards and left the corner, and you'll find it. If you've got the Rainbow Bridge, you know you need to take a left and carry on, and you'll find the duck pond. Wellington Square is nice as well. I don't know if you've been recently, but they now have a fence and a single exit, so you can get in and out from one place, which
fantastic.
Is because it was a bit of a kind of notorious area for a while, and it's being cleaned up, which no doubt goes down well with most of the populace.
So next week's podcast will be on Oxford On Screen, so let us know your thoughts on Twitter at Daily Info, or by email info@dailyinfo.co.uk. Maybe you've got a favourite Morse episode or were a member of the cast of the original Harry Potter. So please get in touch.
Fantastic. And Harry Potter, of course, was recorded in one of the colleges in Oxford. So
it was indeed in that famous Christ Church Hall. Just a quick note to end on. If you didn't catch the live streamed in senior yesterday afternoon, it is definitely worth watching.
Very inspirational address.
Incredibly inspirational address by Dao Aung San Suu Kyi. You can follow a link from our homepage on www.dailyinfo.co.uk, and there's a nice little video, some highlights the university have put up.
Fantastic. It was good to watch that live as well. It was a good thing for the university to have done, I feel. Very good.
Okay. So thank you to Richard Brotherton, our guest. And that's goodbye from me, Ash Bond.
And goodbye from me, Patrick Bell.
Okay, and tune in next week for more events from around Oxford.